I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valves, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve!
Yo, yo,
take a scalpel.
Yo, ho, ho, yo.
I do the vertebrae.
Yo, yo,
I need some suction.
Yo, ho, ho, yo.
And it's Weird Medicine, the addendum. Since we no longer can put content on our website that's run on XM 202 Sirius 197, we're now doing our own content, the Weird Medicine Addendum. It's a 10-15 minute podcast about, you know, some stuff that we're going to cover on the upcoming shows, a couple of things maybe we want to practice. Anyway, hello everybody.
Hey Doc.
Hey.
Hello.
We've got, I'm Dr. Steve with my little pal PA John. Hello John.
Hello Steve.
I got with me in the studio our Rob from Elizabethton.
Hey, Steve.
I guess you're replacing Jefferson the Shyster, who hadn't showed up for four shows now.
It would seem so.
And we've got Susie from Tennessee.
Hi.
Todd's penis rapper.
Dude.
And it continues.
I can't wait to see how far you're really going to take this.
And double vasectomy Todd. Hello, Todd.
Howdy do.
And we also have in the studio, do you want me to just call you Stout Labs, or do you want me to call you by your name? It's Daniel.
You can call me Daniel.
Okay, yeah. Anyway.
Hi, everybody.
What up, Dan?
And if you, what you got to do is just kind of talk into John's mic.
Lean into the mic.
And he'll push it over toward you.
Hello.
Hello. That was worth it. This is a show for people who had never listened to a medical show on the radio or on the internet. If you've got a question you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider, or if you just can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call at 423-343-8884. That's 423-DIE-TOOTIE. Or visit our website at drsteve.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy that I can't mention contractually on the radio, but by God, I can here. Go to our website, and you can click the Weird Medicine merchandise. Say that five times real fast.
Weird medicine merchandise. I can't do it. You're right.
Yep. But we have merchandise. My favorite thing is the I Heart Rim Jobs doggy t-shirt. So, but anyway, so, you know, check it out. And we also have a Weird Medicine drugstore on there. It's an AOL, or not AOL, what am I saying? It's an Amazon store. But we have a lot of the stuff that we talk about on this show. Probiotics, Citrucel, a bunch of other crap like that.
Right on.
So anyway, and the Weird Medicine beer stein has been real popular. And if you get one and you want us to sign it for whatever, why would you? But we had one guy that wanted us to do that. And, I'll give you my address. You send it to us. We'll sign the stupid thing and send it back to you.
Yeah.
Listen on live shows. Double Vasectomy Todd is tweeting, and we'll be giving away like some Weird Medicine mugs and stuff like that during the live not the live show, but when it's played, the new shows are played live.
Yeah, whenever a new show's on live, I'll be on Twitter, and that's been a lot of fun.
All right, cool. Most importantly, we're not your medical providers. Take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your doctor, nurse practitioner, physician's assistant, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga master, or whatever. So one of the things I want, we won't do a whole lot of medical stuff on this particular addendum. What I want to do is practice bitching about SiriusXM.
Absolutely.
You will notice that at the beginning of the XM show, you no longer hear this. Well.
Silence.
How about that? What's going on there?
They got to your machine, too.
Yeah. It's a conspiracy.
And that's another thing that we don't like about
it. Well, I'm glad we at least are running through this before we do a show for broadcast. Here it comes.
You're listening to Weird Medicine.
With Madison on 202. Oh. Is that his theme song?
I don't think it is, but I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be.
And then we would go into the theme music.
Yeah. Which I love. Great intro. Yeah.
It's the coolest thing ever because it's the great Ron Bennington.
Why are they not doing that?
Well, because it doesn't say
197
on 202/197.
You know what? We could always completely destroy it by dubbing that in like they did on College Game Day.
You just wait until we record the regular show and... Yeah, I'm going to take care of that. I don't want to give it away, but we're going to be messing with the suits at Sirius just a little bit. I mean, to the extent that we can.
Right.
So, I don't see any reason why we couldn't just mess them up real good.
What do you want to do, go beat them up?
No. That would involve physical actions, and I don't think I'm the kind of guy to do stuff like that.
Have you heard about the guy that injected his penis with silicone?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Did you watch that video?
10-pound dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, and Daniel has not seen it, so we'll see how this works. There's a video on the internet. Just Google man injects penis with silicone. It is not safe for work. It's not safe for anything.
No.
I think it ran on regular broadcast TV in England.
Oh, of course.
Well, you can show nudity in England as long as you don't...
Well, they showed a 10-pound silicone-filled penis on TV. I mean, that's more than just nudity.
Does it even work anymore besides just dribble urine?
No, it just dribbles urine. That's all it can do. But anyway, I wanted to play a little bit of what this guy was into.
Suddenly I get everybody's attention. No.
And that was the whole thing, is he just wanted to get everybody's attention.
Would you like to name it, though? I stand up.
So he stands up, he unzips his drawers.
I sometimes refer to it as the blob.
He pulls out this thing that looks like...
Oh, look at that. This is from the underwear I'm wearing. Got a little indention. So that's all that is.
And... It looks... How could you describe what it looks like?
It looks like a cock ate a volleyball.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all, like...
And squishy, though.
The penis part is all huge and flattened out.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no head.
So, well, the head is like...
Inside.
Looks like a frog's mouth.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like a... it's weird.
Would you like to hold it?
Would you like to hold it? No, thank you.
That's why he did it.
I'll let it go so you can... See it in its full glory.
And this thing's just hanging.
Yeah. I don't think glory is the word I would have picked.
6 years of injecting silicon have left Mark unable to have penetrative or oral sex.
Aye, but nay.
What did he inject?
Silicone.
Sometimes I see a really young guy and I think...
No, that's what he said.
I'd like to fuck his ass. What have you. But that's not going to happen. And you know what? The pleasure and the adventure... The experience that I've gotten from this way, way, way better than
whatever
15 minutes of pleasure that I would get from being able to penetrate
once in a while.
There was a point that I reached where I could no longer stand up to pee.
He's nothing
because
now.
It would just kind of go everywhere. You know, it was difficult to control. And so I started to learn, I have to sit down. But you know what? And I'll tell you about some other adjustments in a second. All of these adjustments, though,
adjust
add to the excitement for me because it's just another reminder and it's part of the odyssey of all of this. You know, so I was sitting down to pee for a long time. Well, then the size got to be that when I would sit down, I'd get wet. You know, it would get dunked into the water in a lot of toilets, including my own here. And
it was
so
great.
I would have to sort of squat over the ball, you know.
He's so proud of it.
I think that just...
He's totally just smiling the whole time.
Look at me and either wonder what's going on, what is that, why did you do that? And, the basic questions that people ask, can you still have an orgasm, things like that. I'm getting people to think. And I'm challenging their ideas of what a penis should look like, how a penis should function. And so, yeah, so in those respects, that I am challenging.
Why didn't you just lop it off?
So he did it just to challenge us.
Oh.
Because, I'm not going to fit into your to your model of reality, man. You know, it's ridiculous.
He's delusional. He's not challenging anybody. He doesn't know the difference. He can't tell between laughing with and laughing at.
Now, you're into body modification, though, Todd.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, where do you draw the line?
I think
that's it right there.
Yeah, I think at a 50-pound dick, you can draw the line pretty safely.
Fair enough. Do we have anything else to say about this guy? What a freak.
Wow. You're just looking for... Is there any way you could body mod a chick to fit him?
No, you could body modify like a large mammal.
I think I've seen some...
And he could just sort of shove it in.
I think I've seen some buttholes on...
gaping
holes that could probably take it.
Wow.
Hey, Dr. Steve, I have a two-part question. One is there a pill form to eliminate vaginal warts as well as anal warts? And two, how can you contract anal warts if you've never had anal sex or man-on-man contact? Is there another way that can spread from vaginal warts to warts on the penis? Just kind of need your help, have someone in both areas and need to get rid of them.
Yeah, absolutely. One word, juices. That's how viruses can go from the vaginal, you know, penile vaginal contact to the rectal area. You know, sometimes you get some drippage, and that's what's going on there. And so those viruses are submicroscopic particles, and it doesn't take much, you know, one drip and you can bring a whole stream of viral particles down there. So you could get anal warts without ever having anal sex.
I got to clarify here.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a for instance.
Okay.
Let's say dude's having sex and it's girl astride. He's on his back. Okay.
Okay.
She's real wet and sloppy.
Yeah.
And you get juices running down around his ball sack and across his anus.
Okay.
Is that juicy enough that you could get anal warts?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I learn something every time I'm on this show.
Cool. Well, hold that thought because we'll use that as our first question on the live show. Anyway, that's what happened to him. And his other question was, is there a pill form to get rid of the warts? And the answer is not yet. The only way to get rid of them is either to have them surgically removed or to use Aldera, which is a daily solution that you put on the warts themselves, or Condolox. You can also have them frozen with liquid nitrogen and, you know, anything that will destroy them.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I was thinking suppository.
Suppository?
Yeah, for anal warts. Suppository.
Okay. Yeah, nope.
All right.
Well, anyway, let me read the outro so we can practice this, because it's been a month since we've recorded any shows. We have some surprises for the midnight time slot. Can't talk about it yet, but I'm hoping that everybody will really enjoy it, and it'll guarantee that there are new shows every Saturday night. So we'll see how that goes. We'll be back weekly, maybe bi-weekly. We're not absolutely sure yet. Keep listening midnight Saturday and Sunday nights for news on this developing situation. And thanks go to Daniel from Stout Labs. Glad to have you here tonight. P.A. John, Rob from Elizabeth and Susie, and Double Vasectomy Todd. Don't forget to visit drsteve.com or check our Twitter at Weird Medicine. Leave us your medical questions for the next show at 423-343-8884. And thanks always go out to Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fez, without whom the show would not exist. Also to Eric Nagel, who's a pretty good feller, and Double Vasectomy Todd is the producer of this show. So for P.A. John and me, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, get off your asses, and get some exercise. We'll see you in another couple of weeks for the next edition of the Weird Medicine Addendum.